Hansel and Gretel. Verse by Amy Mansfield.
Upon a time, it might be once, there lived two children, poorish runts. One was Hansel, ragged and boyish, smitten with his rabbity toy, and not the kind to ploy or plot. Slow of mind, this fairy tale tot. One was Gretel, fierce and girlish, prone to being a fraction churlish, tough and smart, with quite a noggin, salty sweet like chocnut scroggin. These, our heroes, well, we'll see. What will be may well just be. Upon a day, it might be then, they loitered in the streets again. The other children, out of habit, hassled Hansel and his rabbit, taunted Gretel, called her names. Angels play such nasty games. When the thunder cracked and stopped, out of nowhere, something popped. Something magical and bikey. Kids went bonkers, kids said, crikey! Peddling it, a touch rubato, there a woman selling gelato. No vanilla, no choc chip. This was ice cream far more hip. Swirls of rainbow, grape sorbet, sprinkled with the night and day. Wafers, cherries, waffle cone, and just a hint of chicken bone. You may not be surprised to glean the woman was not as she seemed. Though peddling sweets, her core was sour. A witch she was, of sickening power. Old witchy knew to nail a fella, you had to offer stracciatella. Perhaps goody gumdrops for the girl, something to make the stomach whirl. To lure a childish heart to bake, you simply add a chocolate flake. Her sweet wee jingle changed the mood, and thus the witch the children wooed. With ice cream flavors wild and scrummy, destination witch's tummy. All the chidlets felt the cravings, in a jot they blew their savings, followed her into the woods, tempted by her frozen goods. All the kids except our two, who looked on, jealous, broke and blue. Then from market comes their pop, moping, sad, and poised to drop. Hasn't sold a thing all day, seems his brooms are too passé. There, at home, in hope of dinner, all the family's getting thinner, cold and wet and feeling raw. This the lot of fabled poor. Ask for more and you'll get nought. That's what being poor's about. While the parents quarrel and fight, like they do most every night, Gretel swipes the measly meal, and out into the wood they steal. A trail of crumbs they drop behind them, thinking no one else will find them, thinking they'll retrace their path, home in time for a nice cold bath. A forest of forks about them looms, and masked birds swoop in with brooms, taking care of Gretel's scraps, sweeping aside her homeward maps. As their sinking heartbeat quickens, so the plot, it quickly sickens. Cold they are, and now quite famished, and Hansel's dear marsupials vanished. Deep into the forest they wander, mesmerized by something yonder, wondering not upon the cost, until they know that they are lost. No matter where poor Hansel looks, the crumbs are gone, their goose is cooked. And night is coming, dark as pitch, and lurking near, the evil witch. And where, you wonder, are the others, far from all their dads and mothers, chanting spooky folky chants, and dancing kooky folky dances, ringing ringy rings and roses, striking stricken ghoulish poses, frozen pale with looks aghast. Their earthly time, alas, has passed. Upon a glade they happen soon, and there a sandman holds the moon, He dances them from star to star, and fairies come from near and far. They whisk the kids like scrambled eggs until they're woozy on their legs. And sprinkling them with magic sand, they tango them to La La Land. Now Gretel's zonked and Hansel's beat. Before too long, they're fast asleep. When they awake, oh, what a sight! Oh, what has happened overnight? By gum, by drop, by licorice red, a house all made of gingerbread. Says Hansel, feeling rather peckish, I must indulge my icing fetish. He nibbles one, she nibbles more, and then, behold, an open door. Inside they go, into the spice. There, a banquet made of nice, and naughtily without a pause, they hitch their sleeves and prime their paws. Gummy bears and fruity tangs, dancing with outsized meringues, custard tarts and candied pears, doing the can-can with eclairs. Jelly snakes and gooseberry garters, overcome by chipolatas, cookies, cream and sherbet lemon, sweets from Shanghai, sweets from Yemen. Pancakes piled higher and higher, donuts done in the deep fryer, peppermints in trippy twists, lollipops in candied fists. Forget you not, our sorry two, a ravenous for a choc fondue. So in they dig, into the jams, with chomping heads and sticky hands. They put the cooks right through their paces, while they stuff their hungry faces. Who, you wonder, is the host? To whom our greedy two should toast? Licking her lips, flexing her pecs, you know who, it's the wicked Hex. Now, gobbling, guzzling, gutsing Gretel starts to feel a tad unsettled. Hansel, too, just like the girl, is verging on a super hurl. But still the sugar rushes in, and slushies, frappes gush and grin. They suck them down like strawberry fools, and Gretel burps while Hansel drools. Till finally, all pumped with sweet, the kids are lolling on their feet. And with their artful host in raptures, very soon our pair collapses. Die-hard partygoers will know, eventually you've got to go. And when you've had a good fiesta, top it off with a quick siesta. While they sleep, the lady turns. Her face to green, her body churns. It isn't just her style as kitsch. She really is an actual witch. Her fingernails are pitched forks with which she'll shove in childish pork. This beast she eats just like a horse. Her favorite topping, childish sauce. The children wake, their fate looks grim. The treats are gone, the light is dim. Before you go and turn the page, you should know Hansel's in a cage. The witch, she wants to fatten him so, to knead him into biscuit dough, and bake at medium heat, in truth, the elixir of eternal youth. Assisting witch to get ahead are soldiers made of gingerbread. The gingers play their martial part to larden Hansy up quick smart. And after every bun and twinkie, witchy squeezes Hansy's pinky, waiting with a touch of hype for when his pudge is roasting ripe. Now Gretel wants the witch to tricken, thinks to use the bones of chicken. Tells her brother, lickety split, pretend they're yours, you podgy git. In fact, 'tis true. All the while, their hapless olds are searching for them in the cold. Mummy spots the misplaced rabbit, says to Daddy, they're dead meat, damn it. Then pipes Sandman. Don't dismay, doll, even though your kids are AWOL. I have ways and I have means of sniffing out your mislaid tweens. With his help, they're getting warmer, while the witch plans children korma. Hansel, fearing he'll be wasted if his growing bod gets basted, does his sister's bidding and offers the chook bone as his hand. Bat-blind witchy's eyes are faulty, doesn't clock the bone as poultry. Witchy's fooled, for now at least, and must defer her childish feast.
If he's going to be the one, I'll have to feed him through a funnel.
So begins the thing most heinous, Hansel fattening intravenous. While they fatten up the chap, Witchy thinks she'll have a nap. As she snoozes, Gretel schemes, plans to go to all extremes. I'll sneak up while she's catching Z's and get my hands on Witchy's keys. When she sees them around her neck, she thinks she can, cries, "What the heck?" But Ginger troops are soon dispatched, and Gretel finds that she is catched. Back to square one, first position. Saving Hansel, still her mission. But the witch, intent to quell her, makes her dance the tarantella. Towards the oven, Hansel's wheeling. Like a pig, that boy is squealing. Apple shoved into his gob, and sauce a-bubbling on the hob. Time is running out for Hansy. Soon he'll be a dish quite fancy. Gretel better rack her brains to free them from old witch's chains. Soon enough comes an idea, inspired by witch's derriere. Seeing her try to fan the oven, Gretel thinks the hex she'll shove in. Waits until the time is right, shoves her in with all her might, swiftly bangs the door hard shut. A light goes witchy's ugly butt. Then sister sets her brother free, and plump he dances merrily. Together again they dance victorious, though plump his jetés are laborious. The ginger guys, no more enchanted, work towards the kids' advantage, change their tune and show to boot, there's something else the kids could loot. And what a bonus! Turns out witch was teeming, seething, bursting rich. And all a sudden, all a flash, appears her six sweet, cold, hard cash. And how convenient! Just by chance, at that point, in their parents' dance. They work out soon where they can put it. Then, of course, they all hot-foot it. So, as ends this fabled rhyme, at last the oven bings its time, and opening to all reveals a pair of witchy's cloddish heels. It goes to show some things turn out when witches suffer from burnout. Some lads have luck, some maids have mettle. Three sugary cheers for Hansel and Gretel!